It's been just over a decade since rock innovator Frank Zappa died. Since then, legions of players and fans have come to appreciate more and more the complexity and depth of his music. Weekend Edition music director Ned Wharton reviews two new discs that underline Zappa's genius as a composer and pioneer in sound.
Frank Zappa's songs were notoriously bawdy and absurd, but he was also a very serious musician. Pierre Boulez commissioned The Perfect Stranger and recorded it in the early 80s. Zappa himself worked with Frankfurt's adventurous Ensemble Moderne to record The Yellow Shark in 1993. Now the group plays more orchestral favorites on the RCA Red Seal disc, Gregory Peccary and Other Persuasions. This piece, called Night School, was originally recorded by Zappa on a computer music instrument. Now it's been transcribed for orchestra and played at breakneck speed by the Ensemble Moderne. There's another new Zappa disc, but unfortunately it just doesn't come across on the radio. I'm now in NPR's surround sound mixing suite, and here I'm able to fully immerse myself in the psychedelic swirl of a new DVD audio disc by DTS Entertainment called Quadiophiliac. Zappa created four-channel mixes of songs like Wild Love, Lumpy Gravy, and Waka Jawaka way back in the 1970s, and it's only now that the technology has really caught up to these recordings. If you have a DVD surround system at home, it's like sitting inside the orchestra pit. But even if your DVD setup only plays back in stereo, you can still appreciate the stunning quality of these 30-year-old recordings. Frank Zappa's son Dweezil discovered this trove of dusty four-track tapes. There's a sketch of four speakers on a box labeled Chunga Basement, which evolved into the title cut of Chunga's Revenge. With Quadiophiliac, you can imagine sitting cross-legged in Frank's garage, listening to history in the making.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including his 1993 Zappa appreciation, can be found on our website at npr.org.